So glad you guys could be here with us on this rainy day. This morning's verse on, I like the Holy Bible app. It says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." These are not I mights or I can. These are I wills. I will strengthen. I will hold you up. I am your God. These are promises. And in the midst of holidays, it can be quite overwhelming and joyous. But it is a definite time that we can rest in His strength and His promises. He's so good. He's so loving. Anyway, stand up. Let's worship.
Father,
just thank you so much that you are there, that you never leave us, Lord, that you sacrifice for us, even though we may fail, that your love is strong, that your grace is all the time. We love you and we thank you. Amen.
come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. There's one find your mercy, or a sinner clung near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
Sound bad. So I will keep my distance from you because this crowd looks about as sick as I am. Not you personally, but all the empty seats. Looks like a lot of people are sick. (Clears throat) hope I make it your worthwhile for coming out this morning. I'm going to share some things with you from my heart that we are ending this year 50 years of ministry. And we celebrated four different times this year the special services for 50 years of a church existence. It began in April 1964. So about Father, we thank you for this opportunity to give to you, and we give it in the name of Christ, and we thank you for the blessings that come from it. In Christ's name, amen. The year 50 was a big year in Israel's history. Every 50 years, it was a year of release. It was a year called Jubilee. And all debts were canceled. Pretty cool year, wouldn't you think? And they had to really stay on people that had means, because if somebody was going to borrow something from somebody in the 49th year, they had a tendency not to loan it to them, because they knew 1 year from now that year of Jubilee was going to come and that debt's going to be canceled. So there was a lot of things that went awry during that time that people would not do what they were called on to do and should have done. How many would like a year of Jubilee now? Every 50 years, all debts canceled. Well, I do believe that there is a year of release. And I want to share some things with you that I feel for 2015. A word that the Lord has given me continually, and it goes along with a word that I've heard in other places. I haven't been able to talk to Dwayne Swilly in Miami, but I've followed him on Facebook, and he's talked about that he sees 2015 as a year of real speed, that things are going to happen in a real quick way. And the word that the Lord has given me is the year of launching. I believe that God has brought Eagle's Way to a place. It's like, you know, a spaceship goes through years and years of preparation before it really blasts off into outer space. And I believe that we're setting on a launching pad, and that 2015 is going to be a year of launching into things that we've never seen and never done before. I believe that it's a year of launching into new relationships. It's a year, you know, share some things with you so you know. Now, launching sounds awesome and it sounds great, but here's the deal about launching. When the space shuttle or spaceship, whatever the rocket shoots off the pad, it has to leave something. It has to leave something behind. So before you get all excited about this launching year, realize that there are some things that's got to be left behind. There are some things that one time the Apostle Paul told some people, said, you ought not go on this trip. And they said, well, it's look at the skies. It's all pretty. This is a beautiful, beautiful day for sailing. And Paul said, well, you shouldn't go. And they went. And the scripture said they got into a severe storm. And they came to the Apostle Paul and wanted his help then. And of course, Paul said something that we oftentimes say, I told you so. He couldn't help that. Even the Apostle Paul had to say, I told you so, before he gave him the answer. But he said, this is what you need to do. You need to throw some things overboard. You're not going to get through this storm unless you throw some things overboard. You got to lighten the ship. Sometimes before we launch, we have to unload some stuff. And there are some things that, you know, how many know that when it gets down to the nitty gritty, things don't matter. Things don't matter. Right before Christmas, this was right before Thanksgiving, I was driving our Lexus, and it's a 01 model, 2001 model, but a great car. But man, it just set me down. Transmission just bam, went out, set me down. So I called Barbara and told her that I'd be late, and why. And so when I walked in the door, I see the distraught on her face because she knows what transmissions cost. You know, it's $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. It is right here at Christmas. And so she was getting a little distraught, and I looked at her and I said, whoa, that's a thing. If I was broke down on the side of the road, that would be a problem. But that's a thing. That's a vehicle. It don't matter. I matter. You matter. We matter. And what the Lord wants us to get a hold of in 2015 is things that really do matter. Relationships matter. Your relationship with God matters. There's a scripture, and I want to read to you out of 2 Chronicles. Kings and Chronicles are interesting books of the Bible. You got your first five books of the Bible called the Pentateuch, and that's kind of the establishing of Israel. And then you got Joshua, where they go in and they get their promised land. And after they get their promised land, you go into Judges, which is not a real great book because they were being judged all the time. And there were some things going on, and God would have to raise up a judge and bring deliverance to them. But that book ended by saying, every man did what was right in his own eyes. That's how it ended, that book. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. I'll tell you, you can't do what's right in your own eyes in 2015 and launch anywhere. You got to do what's right in his eyes, not your eyes. And then Kings and Chronicles comes in, and there was three types of people that were critical back then. It was kings and priests and prophets. And sometimes the priest would have the word. Sometimes the king would have the word. And sometimes the prophet would have the word. Well, Israel is in this real critical time, and they were, as so many times, faced with this huge battle they couldn't win. Seemed like Israel was always in a place of being a few, and they were always fighting the many. How many has ever felt in your life that it's always been the few with you, and you always had the big battle ahead of you? And sometimes life seems that way. But a king came to them one morning and says, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you're going to be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you're going to succeed. I can sit here and tell you that you're launching all you want until you decide to believe it. It's not going to happen. Until I decide to believe that it's a year of launching, a year of going into areas and places. You know, years ago, the Lord gave me a word for Eagles Way, and I was going to ask Chris a question because I don't want to sound dumb. But how many? When I was a little boy, planes used to break sound barriers. How many ever heard a jet break a sound barrier? Ever heard it? Well, it was cool when I was a little boy. I mean, it'd scare the daylights out of you. We'd be out in the front yard playing, or be on a ball field, and there was an Air Force base up the road, not too far. And we heard it a lot. These jets would just get to this high speed and break through the sound barrier. And when it did, there was just loud boom. I mean, it would shake, literally shake a house. It would shake. We had, where we live, frames and things hanging on the wall would be literally shook off. Eagles Way has been a church of breaking sound barriers. Breaking sound barriers. Two things going to happen. It's going to shake you up. And it may be scary at first. Over the last few years, how many know that we've said some things, we've heard some sounds that we've never heard before? And it shakes you. You know, when we first started talking about this positive thing years ago, and Ralph and I talked and mentored and talked and talked and talked thinking about, man, how's this going to be said that it just don't blow people out of the water? Because I did that years ago. I said things that blew people out of the water. And I got more wisdom as I got older and realized there's a way to say things that don't blow people out of the water. And this year, with God's grace and help, there's things that's been said that hasn't blown people out of the water. One of the things that I want you to listen to and grab hold of for this next year, because when we talk about launching, I want you to hear that it's a series of launching. It's not just one thing in your life. So that means there are some things that's prepared to be launched now, and there are some things that you are still preparing on that ship to be launched. Okay? The church has always had a... always like to use the word great, awesome, mighty, miraculous. And those are great and awesome words. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't see that many awesome, great, miraculous things happen. Now, I've got a reason for saying it. Now, I called Dale Nyman last Sunday morning before we had our service, and her husband had had a heart attack, and they didn't think he was going to make it. And the doctors didn't believe he'd make it through the first night. And now it's been 13 days, but I called her last Sunday morning, and I said, Dale, how do you want us to pray? She says, I want a miracle. I said, that's how we'll pray. And last Sunday morning, we prayed and asked God for a miracle. Well, we got a miracle. A miracle happened. Now, I praise God for that. I am thrilled about that. And we should be. But I want you to also listen to this. Most of the time, it's the little things in your life that brings about the huge, big things. Thank God for the great, awesome things that happen sometimes. Thank God. 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I was walking across the parking lot, and I was asking God for an amount of money, and I didn't know what I was going to even ask Him for the church. And I threw out this number to God. I couldn't even believe I said it to God. I said, Lord, I want this amount of money. Within 3 weeks, that exact amount of money was given. Now, that was a great and awesome and mighty thing, and I am grateful and thankful for it. But you know what? That doesn't always happen. And that's something to be awesome for and grateful for. Most of the things in your life that you got to watch for and you got to be attentive to are those little things. The Bible said, you know, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. That's a negative. Well, if it's the little foxes that spoil the vine, then it's the little things that can cause it to be fruitful. The Bible says, don't despise the beginnings of small things. God's always taken those small things. God's always taken those small things and worked with them and made them huge things. In this story, he told him, he said, I want you to just believe in the Lord. I want you to believe His prophets. But then this is what he said. He got singers and got Judah's army, and he put some singers out in front of them. It wasn't a very big song they sang. Matter of fact, it was only two sentences. This is the song I want you to sing when you go into battle. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. Wow, that's a mighty small song. You know, I enjoyed praise and worship. I couldn't sing this morning because I had to save what little voice I had for this. But I love singing. I love worshiping. And I love the songs we sing. I like the I want to hear the words. I like meat in them. I like songs that just reach out and grab you and make you start reflecting. But this was a band. This was a little bitty song. Give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. And remember how his love and mercy is forever. That's a little song, but it brought a great victory. That's all they did. That's all they sang, and they won the battle. The armies got in confusion and killed each other. Praise confuses the enemy. Praise confuses, because most time, to give praise when you don't feel like it confuses the enemy. To be grateful when he thinks you shouldn't be grateful confuses the enemy. He didn't know what to do with grateful people. And you see, that's what life is all about. It's all about being grateful. If you can't be grateful for what you have, you won't be grateful for what he does. All through the scripture, see, prophet went to a lady one time, a widow, and says, what do you got in your house? She said, I got just a little amount of oil and a little amount of meal. He says, well, go and make me something first, and that's never going to run dry. It was just a little oil and a little meal, and God took that and did a miracle. And throughout the whole famine, she never lacked. Another prophet came to a woman one time and said, they're about to come get her kids. The debtors were coming to get her kids, because back then, if you couldn't pay your bill, they'd come get your kids and make them slaves. And so the debtors were got to come and get her young ones. And she cries out to the prophet and says, well, what do you got in your house? She says, I got a little oil. Just a little. Go borrow as many vessels as you can get and pour oil into those vessels. And she poured enough into those vessels to sell it all and pay her debt. It was just a little. A prophet who stopped the rain was going to bring back the rain. And he tells his servant, go up to the top of the mountain and see if you see anything. And he goes up seven times and comes back and says, I don't see anything. Finally, he comes back and the seventh time he says, I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. That's a mighty small cloud. I don't even know how you saw it. He says, go and tell King Ahab that a great storm is coming. And it was just a small cloud. In the book of Daniel, it talked about the kingdom of God, which has been so misconstrued. And anyway, I ain't going there. He said that showed this great mountain, this great kingdom. And he said, and there was a stone, just a small stone, that he took out of the mountain. And he crushed the kingdoms of the world with a small stone. God has always taken the little, insignificant, small things that we think are insignificant and we think they're small. But if we'll be grateful for those small things, they bring about the big things. They bring about the big things. But you've got to be grateful for those small things. Grateful for what you have. Grateful for your life. Grateful for your wife. Grateful for your husband. Grateful for your kids. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Give thanks unto the Lord, for his love and his mercy endures forever. And that, boy, that's a little bitty song. Brought about a whole lot of good stuff. Brought about a whole lot of victory. So what I want you to do this morning, I want you to think for a moment. Think for a moment. What do you need? What do you want to see launched in your life next year? Whether it's a relationship, financial, physical. What do you want to see? And as you think about it, I want you to think, I'm going to do this. I'm going to believe the Lord, and I'll stand firm. I'm going to believe his prophets, and I'm going to succeed. Because that's all you got to do is believe it. It's his duty to carry it through. And when you get that thought in your mind, for that launch to happen, what do I need to leave? For there can be a new relationship. Sometimes an old relationship has to be left. I'm not talking about your husband or your wife. But there are some people in your life that doesn't need to be in your life. They pull you down. They drag you down. They speak negative all the time. It's okay not to be in relationships with that. When Jesus was here on the earth, he was very particular with who he spent his time with. Now, he'd minister to the multitudes. He'd stand on a mountain and he'd talk to thousands of people. But he ain't going home with you. He ain't going home with you. He chose the people that he would spend some critical time with, because those people were going to help mold his life and keep him on his mission of where he needs to go. God wants to take you. He wants you to launch. But in that launching, you've got to be ready, because you're probably going to break some sound barriers, number one. And when you do, it's going to be real loud. It's going to be something you've never heard before. And it's going to be a little shaky. And it may be even a little fearful. But it's real cool. It's real cool. How many want some cool things to happen in your life next year? I mean, I'm ready. I'm excited about it. It's how excited I don't sound real excited, I know. I can't help where I sound. But it took everything I could do to get here today. And I just have a very loving, gracious wife, and I told her, I said, I don't think I can go. She said, well, you got a little late for you to be saying that, didn't it? I said, well, yeah. I said, but I just don't really feel good. And but then I just felt I need to go. Because I feel like you needed to hear this today. You need to hear that it's not the big things. Thank God for the big. Thank God for Dale Nyman. Thank God for Ronnie. Thank God for a miracle. He does that every now and then. It didn't happen all the time. That didn't happen all the time. It's that beginning of that small thing. You see, people want, I just want all this money. It just takes a little bit to put over here. And keep putting a little bit over here. And after a while, guess what's going to happen to that little bit? A little bit becomes a lot. God's always, he loves the fact that you don't despise the beginnings of small things. And the opposite. Esau, the Bible says, despised his birthright. He despised. Now, when you think of the word despise, like, have you ever heard somebody say, I despise them? That sounds pretty rough, doesn't it? I despise them. I don't even like to say that. It sounds bad. Or, I hate them. Have you ever heard? I hate them. I despise them. Well, that sounds pretty rough. Let me tell you what despise, it means. The Greek word, Esau despising his birthright, he thought little of it. That's all it meant. He didn't think much of it. And so, he gets hungry and tells his brother, if you go fix me something to eat, because I'm starving to death. I mean, he's ever said I'm starving to death? None of us are starving to death. We could stay here all day. I'm sure you ate enough over the last week. You could go the rest of the week and next week off the fuel that you got. Oh, I'm And he thought little of it. Don't ever think little of what you have. Be grateful for the little, and you'll be blessed with the other. The band's coming back. Today's the last Sunday in the month, and the reason the Ombox is here is because we give to alms and missions the last Sunday of the month, and while they're playing and singing, it'll be our dismissal. But before they do that, I want to agree with you on something, okay? Before I go, because when I'm done here in a minute, love you guys, but I'm putting my microphone back there, and I'm out the door. But I want to do this before I go. You're here this morning, and something turned over inside of you, and that you want to see something particular happen next year. This thing you want it launched in your life. You know what it is. If you don't know what it is, it's okay. It doesn't mean something's not going to be launched in your life, because if you believe what we've been saying, it'll happen. But you know there's this particular thing or that particular thing that you want to see launched in your life this next year. I want you to stand where you are. Just stand where you are for a moment. And I want to be in agreement with you and pray for you. It is going to happen. Father, I agree with my brothers and sisters. I agree with this family of God that what needs to be launched in their life this next year is going to be launched. Lord, there's going to be some things that's just going to be so wonderful happen in their life. Some things that's going to happen in their family, their finances, with their friendships. Lord, so many good things. Restoration of loved ones, restoration of kids, just so much good stuff. Lord, we know that 15 is a year, a number of redemption, of you redeeming things. You gave your son to redeem the world. You gave your son to redeem anything and everything that needs to be redeemed in our life. It has already been paid for. We just have to receive it. And so we do that today. Lord, as we just agree together, we're on the launching pad. We're ready to go. Give you praise for it in Christ's name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come broken hearted, let a rescue begin. And come find your mercy. Oh, sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow, heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow, heaven can't heal. good week.